Random thought. Mm-hmm. How important is someone's financial status in choosing a partner?
I would bet it's probably pretty important. Depends on how you like to eat.
Damn good point. I can't even argue that. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, episode 132. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and please leave a review. I didn't even make that rhyme. That was an accident.
Yeah, we know. You know, so this random thought, how important is someone's financial status when it comes to choosing a partner, is all coming off of this. How did this become the big thing this week? Who knew a conversation, an interview between Ebony K. Williams on The Griot and Ayanla Fix My Life Van Zandt would turn into this? And it all came because Ebony asked Ayanla a question, and in return, you know, when they say you should never answer a question with a question, this is probably why, because of what happened in this conversation here.
Would you date a bus driver? You, would you date
if he owns the bus? If he owns it, if he owns the bus,
that's a problem. That's a problem. Okay. Because the standards and requisites, and I'm not talking about him laying on his sofa playing video games all day. I'm not talking about that. But the standards and the criteria that we use to measure men is off for who we are as women and who they are in this society.
Best part of that, Ebony, when she asked a question, would you date a bus driver? Ebony was like, you.
Oh, you're talking to me.
Oh, me.
Oh, I thought you were talking to someone else back here. I
thought you were talking to my producer or somebody else. I thought you were talking to somebody in your room.
You know, that whole interview, because I believe that was about modern women and femininity.
Right.
And so I guess that's what Ayanna was trying to talk about. But I agree with Ebony. You know, no, she wouldn't date a bus driver. But I think it depends on a few things. You know, age.
Yes.
But Ebony's 39, successful attorney. Mm-hmm. Maybe where she's at in her life right now, bus driver, no. But if you're 20, early, you know, you're in college and you meet a guy, he's a bus driver, he has potential to grow. Yeah, I don't see why not.
Does he really, though, at that age? I mean, okay, not saying that there's a potential to grow from a younger age, right? But at the same time, isn't this the same kind of thing you tell college students? Stay away from such and such. They're not going anywhere in life. So does age really play a part in this? Because, I mean, think about it. These are the things that you were told in college. You know, you date according to where you are in your life station, right?
Well, true. I just think when you're younger, it's easier for you to make those type of calls because you're not established yourself.
True.
And so you're meeting someone else who they might not be established just where they currently are. Now, if you meet somebody and y'all are both in your 20s and they're like, all I want to do is drive a bus, great. If you like them and you understand that going into having a relationship, potentially having kids and all that, you know that this is all he wants to do is just do this bus route from here and you're okay with that, awesome, which is easy to do in your 20s when you're really young compared to when you're older and already established. Maybe you're now a single mom, but you have a couple kids. You might not be able to date someone who's a bus. They could be the nicest person in the world, but financially, it probably might not work. Just depends.
So so let me ask you this, and when it comes to the age part, is that based on the fact that women like to fix everything? All right, women love a fixer upper. Okay, now when a man says that on a reality TV show, it becomes a problem. But I'm just saying, women always want to fix some shit, right? So when you're in your 20s, I can fix him. He's a fixer upper. You know, I could do this. Now you're 39, like, ain't no fixing this. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Is that where the age comes in, or is it really the flexibility? And like you're saying,
it's the it's a little bit of both. So it's the flexibility, but also if you have a person that has potential mm-hmm. that they either they want to do more, or even maybe you believe they can do more, they still got to want to do it.
Right.
But if there's room for them to be able to grow in their career, and again, it's not so much career, because it's not about that. It's about financial status. Mm-hmm. If you have a way that you want to live when you're 20, if your goal is, I want to be able to live in a house with right. this, with this, you both have to have the income to be able to make that happen. And if this person you're dating who's a bus driver and you're both in your 20s and you realize you're going to be the breadwinner. It's kind of like if you meet someone in college and they're majoring in education, their goal is to be a kindergarten teacher. Well, you know that they're not going to make six figures, right? Yes. They should, but they're not going to. So, but you know that going into it. So you can't say that we're going to be this boss couple unless she has other goals outside of being a kindergarten teacher or investments and all that. But in your 20s, you can kind of roll those dice and see. But when you get older and you're more established and you meet somebody who, and they could be established. You could be a 40-year-old bus driver, own your own home. It's possible, mm-hmm. you know, have good credit. It's possible. But now you start getting into the lifestyle
right.
side of it in your 40s. So if you're in your 40s and you're an established person, male or female, mm-hmm. and you decide you want to travel, you know, 2 times a year, you want to go overseas, 2 times a year, you want to do domestic travel. If they have the financial ability to do that, great, but they might not. And that could be the downside. I think that's more what Ebony was talking about, this lifestyle.
You know, and that I can see, because we saw this on Married at First Sight. I think it was, I want to say, was it New Orleans? And it was one person who likes to travel, the other person was very frugal, didn't really want to. And it's in a sense of like, the person who was very frugal was like, yeah, well, I'll do the discount tickets to travel. While somebody else is like, no, I want to go first class. Or, you know, we stayed in a 5-star hotel, but you want to stay in Motel 6 where they leave the light on for you. You know, there's a big disparity right there when it comes to lifestyle, right? You know, I like McDonald's or because, you know, the Happy Meal makes me happy. But you like Nobu, which is like, you know, there's no such thing as a Happy Meal. It's just all expensive as shit. So,
yeah,
I can see where that plays into it. In that space, and you talk about the lifestyle.
Agree. I think the lifestyle plays a huge role in it. If based on this person's income, if their idea of a date night is Applebee's 2 for $20, and your income is so much higher that your idea of a date night is Perry's or Eddie V's, well, that's a huge gap. And you got to, it's not that it can't happen or it's impossible. You just have to decide, is that what you want to do? So I don't see anything wrong with her saying that she wouldn't date a bus driver. And I think somebody who's a bus driver can't get mad that, you know, hey, I work a good job. I work hard 40, 50 hours a week. I get overtime. And this woman who's the established lawyer, wealthy, won't date me. She's wrong. No, I don't think that's fair.
Okay. Now, when we say date, what exactly are we talking about? Because, you know, that may also describe a couple of different things here. Because you know what they say. I mean, I've heard women say this all the time. You see it written in different places, different comments. Broke D puts it down the best. And it was like, well, you remember, you know, when we were in college.
Right? Well, I mean, they might. If you're just looking for a little, you know, roll in the hay, that's possible. But you think about, this reminds me of that movie, Daddy's Little Girls. Because mm-hmm. I remember it was a great movie, mm-hmm. but it was a movie. Because I'm like, there's no way a powerful person who has a limo that drives them around is going to date a mechanic with 3 badass kids. It's not going to happen, you know, but in the movie, it was a good story, but mm-hmm. the odds of that happening in real life, very, very slim. It's not impossible, but very, very slim.
But okay. So here's the part of the fixer upper that still comes into play regardless of age. Because we talked about the age thing earlier. Maybe she meets him. He's a bus driver. Don't know how she meets him because she ain't getting on no damn bus. But then she's like, well, you know what? You ever thought about owning the bus? Let's invest. Guys do it all the time for women. What's wrong in reverse?
There's nothing wrong with it in reverse. But here's the thing that I think women would think about. I'm putting up all the capital.
Yep.
I have a lot to lose if mm-hmm. this doesn't go right. This negatively impacts me. And my portfolio, if it fails and he's a broke bus driver, he's still a broke bus driver.
Right.
If it fails on my end, I'm losing. So it's a big gamble. And I think you bring up a good point, because I think if the roles were reversed, a successful man mm-hmm. mm-hmm. would date anybody that right. he might be attracted to, regardless of what she does. Look at Matt Damon. His wife, he met her. She was a bartender mm-hmm. and fell in love with her. And guys look at her lifestyle now. But guys, we don't really care if we don't care if we are well established and we have money. Mm-hmm. If we're broke, we care. Because there's no point in two broke people dating each other, right? But if she is very successful and is willing to date me who's broke, great. I'm going to make sure that her coffee is fresh every morning. I'll iron her blouse. Baby, whatever you need, I got you covered, because there's perks. But when men are successful and have money, they will date any girl, no matter what her, any woman, no matter what her career is. We wouldn't
like,
judge
you want some fries with that? You'd be like, yeah, let me get your phone number too.
Yeah, yeah. You could work the front desk of the hotel that I'm staying in and be like, oh, hey, how are you? And we could totally be together. So I think men don't really look at a woman's financial status unless we're broke. Then we're like, hey.
Hey, Ebony.
I'm tired of eating at Applebee's. Where do you like to go? Eddie V's? Tell me more.
Oh my goodness! You know, the only thing you have to worry about after that is the whole jealousy. And that disparity is, but I guess it goes between male and female. That jealousy thing can happen either way, because you always talk about the power dynamic in a relationship. What does that do to a man's ego when the woman makes that much more in that space? So, yeah, maybe she is right.
I mean, I totally see her point. I totally see her point, and you're right. She would have, if she were to date a man that was a bus driver, didn't have any other income outside of working or driving the bus, that's going to play in her head. How are you going to deal with the fact that I make more than you? Because I'm going to make more financial decisions in this relationship than you are. You can't come in here and tell me how I'm going to spend my money.
Yep.
And so the guy might, his ego might not let him be able to handle that. So
she'll be like, I paid more in taxes this year than you made in the last 2 years on your salary before taxes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if she's like, look, I'm going to buy us a bus and you're going to be your own independent, set up a little Uber app, but for buses and just like pick routes, could be a good business idea. And if he loves it and he wants to work hard and build it and they build that together, it is possible. It's slim, but possible.
Yeah, and then it makes some money and he'll leave it for a white girl.
That's messed up. That's not true.
That's what King Kanye said.
Kanye said a lot of things. He also said slavery was a choice. So if you're going to quote Kanye, be mindful of the source that you're quoting from.
Touche. As we get to this bullshit, shout out to everybody who sent them in, man. Remember, you can always send them in, rgrtpod@gmail.com. This one was kind of crazy. This student who pepper sprayed a teacher for snatching her phone. Just the headline alone. It's like, mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, that was crazy. Then you watch the video, because I'm just trying to say there has to be more to this. And
yes,
no,
we know you're Mr. I want to see the whole video.
I want to see the whole video.
Please tell us what your investigation has uncovered.
So my investigation uncovered that... Not too long prior to this event, this teacher got punched in the face for taking a phone out of someone's hand. Got punched for it already. So then he does it again to this woman and takes her phone and takes it and comes out, walks off with it. She's going at him, hey, where's my phone? Give me my phone. He wouldn't give it to her, so she pepper sprayed him. And is she wrong? 100%. But I'm like, 150%. The first time I take someone's phone, I get punched in the face. I'm going to reevaluate taking phones.
Whatever
happened back in our grade school years, you just take names. Your name is going on the wall. And that was it, you know, but to physically take someone's phone, snatch it out their hand. It's not like a, you know, third grader. This is.
Okay. But why did he take the phone in the first place? Were they, if I remember correctly, they were taking a test and she was using the phone to look up the answers, right? You lazy bastards. What are you doing? Okay, look, I've heard of cheating. You got to learn to cheat better. You know, you write the answers inside your pen. What do you think? I'm just texting my mama. For what? You're taking a test. Why is your phone out?
But in the real business world, you can be in meetings, you have data, you have screens up, you're cheating. You don't have everything memorized. So okay, why is it that
not,
big a deal?
Let's not even act like you didn't go to school. Let's stop.
Why is it that
like
big deal? Remember, we couldn't use calculators when we were kids.
Yes.
And then now, scientific calculators, just put all the little formulas in, done. Here's the answer. Done deal. You don't have to do the work yourself. Why would you? But yeah, cheating on the test. And that's why he got punched in the face, because the student was cheating, using his phone to cheat. He snatched the phone out of the student's hand. I'm like, why not just say, hey, I notice you're cheating. You're getting an F. Keep your phone.
But oh, yeah. No.
You're getting an F.
First thing I'm doing, picture, this is why you got an F. I'm putting that on your paper. I'm going to print the picture out, and on the front of your thing, it's going to be you on your phone, and it just says F.
But, and crop and, it with the teacher and next
when
to the
when
picture.
When you flip the page over, it's going to say G-T-O. F-O-H. You got all the letters in the alphabet. Now get out of my classroom.
Yeah, I mean, the both cases, the students are wrong. My thing for the teacher is stop snatching things out of these kids' hands. Kids are crazy nowadays. I don't envy what teachers have to deal with.
At all.
And these parents, how these kids grew up to be like this, I have no idea.
Oh, but I'll tell you how. I'll tell you exactly how. People decided they want to be friends with their kids and not actually monitor their kids. And here's the thing about this. I remember when I came here to the States, right? And even in Tennessee, and you see them, parents who wouldn't show up to anything except when their kid got in trouble. And they'd walk up to the school mad as hell, ready to argue and fight the teacher over their child getting suspended. Well, do you know what your kid is doing in school? And did you have a conversation with them? Because there's a lot going on here that you don't know about. And if you're not showing up to PTA, even when I was in Charleston, same thing. When we had to, the school called us, please, we need to get these parents to the school. So we did a contest on the radio for this one school. We're going to show up and we're going to give out $100 in this parent-teachers meeting. And I swear, we got there and the teachers were like, oh my God, thank you so much. We've never had this many people. Before the meeting even started, hey, when y'all gonna give out the money? Can we at least wait till the meeting's over? They didn't care.
Well, I know that I'm not a parent, and so I don't have this wisdom and knowledge that you have. I would say that I don't think it's fair to make a blanket statement and say these parents that want to be friends with their kids, because there are some parents who've done a great job. The kid was still just bad or chose a different path at some point. And some of these kids, again, this is not like a 10-year-old. In high school, it's kind of hard because that's who they are. By the time they probably get to high school, this is
that's because you ain't fixed it before they were 7.
Exactly. But I mean, I don't think it's because the parents didn't try. And I can't make that assumption. I have no idea what happened with these parents and their kids. But reading a lot of the comments and tweets from other people that were saying, well, these teachers are the authority. I'm like, let me just stop you there. Teachers are not an authority. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not the case. This isn't like a Catholic school with some nuns and rulers smacking everybody.
Yep.
But there's a problem there that I'm sure teachers all have to deal with, and it sucks. You got crappy parents, and you got some parents who did the best they could, and the kids still chose a bad path. So I can't put it all on the parents, but for these two, I'm sure there's some issues there, but I'm looking at this teacher like, stop snatching things out of these kids' hands that are high school kids. This is not a third grade kid. Not saying you should snatch stuff out of their hands, but it's a little bit different. Third grade kid might not pepper spray you. Doesn't mean you won't get shot. Doesn't mean you won't get shot, because we've seen that too. But still, like, why do you have to go to violence to snatch something out of his hand? Just, I'm going to fail you. Mm-hmm. Keep your phone. I don't care. Cheat all you want. You're still getting an F.
Let me teach you what happens. But here's your lesson of the day. Cheaters never win.
F. Tell you what, F plus. Because you tried to hide cheating from me, and it took me a while to catch you. So I'm going to give you a little bit of credit for that. F plus.
But you are absolutely right. And both things can be true, and both people can be wrong. But still, pepper spray your teacher?
No. And why are you walking around school with pepper spray? Like, just randomly in your pocket? Like, she didn't have to go to a cubby, go to her locker. It was just there.
Keychain.
What kind of school are you going to?
Man, have you been to school? Have you been to school lately?
No.
It's a rough place, man. It's a jungle out there.
Maybe that's why I don't go to schools. Probably because I don't have kids or have a reason to be in these schools. So there's that.
Look, and this other bullshit. Hey, something about these students, man. I'm not quite sure what's going on. But this student was in college and wasn't going to graduate and did what? Give me the details on this one, because I know you went dumpster diving in this one right here.
I did. So, you know, you got the previous story where we're like, okay, bad parents. This kid was so scared of her parents that she went to an extreme. So this girl, 23-year-old Chloe Stein out of Pennsylvania, she was going to Penn State. Monday night of this past week, she texts her boyfriend on her way home. And so that she lives like in a small town. Texts her boyfriend on her way home saying, I'm getting pulled over by a state trooper. So when the boyfriend tries to follow up, see what happened, he can't get a hold of her. So then Tuesday morning, still can't get a hold of her. And so he calls the parents. The parents go driving around. They find her abandoned vehicle with her phone and money still in the car, but she's gone. So they do a missing persons and the whole deal. The town, the law enforcement goes out looking for her. They have a helicopter trying to go out and find her. Wow. And then at some point, the detectives get a tip that she is back in her hometown of Gannett, Pennsylvania. So they go to the address where they hear that she's at and open the door. There she's sitting there, not in any danger, just chilling. So they're like, hey, we need to bring in for some questioning. So they bring in for questioning, and she tells them that she got pulled over by someone dressed up as a state trooper. He held her at gunpoint, blindfolded her, took her to a few different locations. And the cops are like, we don't really believe this, because when the missing persons went out, it was the senior from Penn State is missing. And so, of course, they're going to reach out to the school. Maybe somebody knows something. They reach out to the school. The school's like, hey, she hasn't been enrolled here since 2018. So then the cops brought that up to her. When she's telling her story, then she confesses that she made the whole thing up because she was supposed to be graduating this May. And so I guess she's been living this lie for years, that she was in school about to graduate, not wanting to disappoint all the people who support her, whatever. She came up with this whole hoax of being abducted.
Okay, you said she's scared of her parents. How involved were these parents that didn't know that she wasn't getting a report card all these years? Are you kidding me? What do you mean she's scared of the parents? The parents, do they even know their daughter? I'm not even going to ask. I already know what this is. Go ahead, continue.
Well, I'm thinking like the boyfriend. Did the boyfriend not know that she wasn't in school? He had to have known.
Okay, I'm assuming he knew. But she didn't let him in on like, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, she made him a part of the lie.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever's going on in this girl's head, she's pretty messed up. They spent thousands and thousands of dollars on the search. I'm sure she'll get fined for that. I'm sure she'll break out the WWTs and see if that helps get her off the naughty list here. But it is just insane that you maintain that lie for that long. Just say, hey, I'm not in school. I'm taking a break. I'm trying to figure it out.
She knows how to lie very well.
The whole story is crazy to me, because I'm with you. How did the parents not know? I didn't show my mom my, you know, grades every year when I was in college. Right. I just told her, yeah, failed. Passed. Did good. You know, the one semester I got a 4.0, I was like, 4.0.
Here, let me show you.
yeah, here's proof. And my parents got the invitation to my graduation, and I walked the stage. Thus, I didn't lie. I was going to school. But why
didn't believe you when you said that 4.0, though. They were like, wait, what class did you take?
But I'm like, why would you, since 2018, you've been out of school for years. Why lie?
I don't know what the fear is in that one.
That's what I'm curious about. This, like, you know, she's a young white girl. It's not like she has like some black parents that are going to beat her. So, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, I can't imagine why you would lie so much like that. Like, what were you so scared of that you just couldn't go to your family and say, I'm struggling, I need a break from college?
Yeah, something. And, you know, here's what we knew of. It was that other girl, and she used that same story. You know, the one from high school who pepper sprayed her teacher. And he's like, well, I got abducted because they're like, nope, we don't believe you. Because you carry pepper spray everywhere. That fake police officer would have been down immediately. Like, ma'am, do you know why?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't respect authority, so it would have been a big difference. Yeah.
That was just one of the craziest things I've seen all this week. And I'm just like, why do you lie that much? How did no one know that you weren't in school all this time? I mean, you got to factor the years of lying. What class are you taking? Well, I'm taking this. Or, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I got a paper. I got to write. I got to do some research. Just lying all the time. And maybe that's what it is. Like, you, lying takes you down that slippery slope to where you got to keep going. And you got to keep adding on to the lie. Till at some point, you reach rock bottom and you got to come up with the whole abduction story.
Did this begin as a little white lie? You know how people say to drug dealers, like, you know, if you applied yourself in the business world, you'd do great. If she decided to write a script, she'd be great, because she's been live for all these years. She could have had a whole series going. She was going after the wrong degree. That's all there is.
If anything, I would have said I was abducted by aliens. It's hard to prove that one wrong. You can't say a state trooper, because they can easily research and be like, yeah, there was no state trooper around that whole vicinity.
Right.
For days. So that's not true. Well, they looked like a state trooper. Okay, tell me more detail about that.
Yep. It's too easy to figure out.
But if you say aliens. So, Chloe, next time, go the alien route. I mean, at worst case, 6 months in a treatment facility where you get Jell-O and shit and you can kind of chill,
I'm
play some ping pong.
Didn't go the other route. Usually when WWTs are involved and they're scared and they're fighting for their life, or they're, you know, they're like, well, we got to blame somebody. I was abducted by two black guys
that look like state troopers.
and that's gonna be like, that's a lie.
We and they'd be like, yeah, no. No.
We only have one.
And he was off. He's on PTO that week. He's not even there. So let me just stop you right there, Chloe. It was not to, do you want to use someone else? I'm sorry. I thought they were black Hispanic. Two Hispanic state troopers. Again, Chloe, we're going to have to say no.
This is not Texas.
Texas, yeah. Pennsylvania, mm-mm.
Oh, man. Hey, don't forget, we are not going to have the Married at First Sight recap on Wednesday. Instead, it will be Friday night. So we're going to do it Friday night at 8, because traveling, business stuff. So Terrell's going to the moon, and he'll be back by Friday. So we'll be able to do it 8, 7 Central this Friday. Married at First Sight. This would be what? Episode 19. Jesus, can't believe we're that far up. So we're looking forward to that. Then, of course, next Monday, back for 90 Day Love in Paradise recap. So you know what? I have talked to you about that. We may have to do it on Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Okay.
So let's talk offline. We have to do that on Tuesday as opposed to next Monday. So some travel stuff. I got to go to the moon too.
I'm not going to the moon. I'm going to the sun. I'm going to Phoenix again. It's going to be hot.
Well, you know, on the other side of the moon, they say it's pretty hot too.
Yeah, hopefully I don't get abducted.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Water bottles up.